here for discussing about electric vehicles.
Alright, so I'll be discussing about electric vehicles today. And what exactly is an electric vehicle? An electric vehicle, EV, is a vehicle that uses one or more electric motors for propulsion. It can be powered by a collector system with electricity from extravehicular sources, or it can be powered autonomously by a battery, sometimes even charged by solar panels or by converting fuel to electricity using fuel cells or a generator. EVs include but are not limited to road and rail vehicles, surfaces and underwater vessels, electric aircraft and electric spacecrafts. And for instance, electric vehicles around the world are electric truck class 8, a Tesla Semi at Rockland, California, Maglev train in Daejeon, South Korea, electric trolley bus in Sao Paulo, Brazil, electric tram at Vienna, Austria, electric car, a Nissan Leaf, battery electric bus with onboard lithium iron phosphate battery, a BYD K9 in Bonn, Germany, electric locomotive of the Shatabdi Express in India, electric solar powered aircraft. The solar impulse to successfully circumnavigated the globe. Electric scooter, a Spanish made Torot movie, e-bike in Manhattan, New York. EVs first came into existence in mid-19th century when electricity was among the preferred methods for motor vehicle propulsion, providing a level of comfort and ease of operation that could not be achieved by the gasoline cars of the time. Internal combustion engines were the dominant propulsion method of cars and trucks for about 100 years, but electric power remained commonplace in other vehicle types, such as trains and smaller vehicles of all types. In the 21st of century, EVs have seen a resurgence due to technological developments and an increased focus on renewable energy and the potential reduction of transportation's impact on climate change and other environmental issues. Project Drawdown describes the electric vehicles as one of the 100 best contemporary solutions for addressing the climate change. For addressing the climate change, government incentives to increase the adoption were first introduced in the late 2000s, including the United States, US, and the European Union, leading to a growing market for the vehicles in the 2010s. Increasing public interest and the awareness and structural incentives, such as those being built into the green recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, is expected to greatly increase the electric vehicle market. The International Energy Agency said in 2021 that governments should do more to meet the climate goals, including the policies for heavy electric vehicles. Electric vehicle sales may increase from 2% of global share in 2016 to 30% by 2030. Much of this growth is expected in markets like North America, Europe, and China. A 2020 literature review suggested that growth in the usage of the electric four-wheeled vehicles appears economically unlikely in developing economies, but that electric two-wheeler vehicle growth, growth is likely. There are more two or three vehicle EVs than any other type. Moving on to the history. The electric motive power started in 1827, when Hungarian priest Ignaz Jedlik built the first crude but viable electric motor, provided with stator, rotor, and commutator. The next year, he used it to power a tiny car. In 1835, Professor of Zeebrandes Stichting of the University of Groningen, the Netherlands, built a small-scale electric car, and between 1832 and 1839, the exact year is uncertain, Robert Anderson of Scotland invented the first crude electric carriage powered by a non-rechargeable primary cells. American blacksmith and inventor Thomas Davenport built a toy electric locomotive powered by a primitive electric motor in 1835. In 1838, the Scotsman named Robert Davidson built an electric locomotive that attained a speed of 4 miles per hour, that is 6 km per hour. In England, a patent was granted in the year 1840 for the usage of rails as conductors of electric current, and similar American patents were issued to Lilly and Carlton in 1847. The first mass production electric vehicles appeared in America in the early 1900s. In 1902, the Studebaker Automobile Company entered the automotive business with electric vehicles, though it's also entered the gasoline vehicles market in 1904. However, with the advent of cheap assembly line cars by Ford Motor Company, the popularity of the electric cars declined significantly due to the limitations of storage batteries. At that time, electric cars didn't gain much popularity. However, electric trains gained immense popularity due to their economies and achievable speeds. By the 20th century, electric rail transport became commonplace due to advances in the development of electric locomotives. Over time, their general purpose commercial use reduced to specialist roles as platform trucks, forklift trucks, trucks and ambulances, tow tractors are and urban delivery vehicles, such as the iconic British milk float. For most of the 20th century, the UK is of the world's largest user of the electric road vehicles. Electrified trains were used for coal transport as the motors didn't use the precious oxygen in the mines. Switzerland's lack of natural fossil resources forced the rapid electrification of their rail network. One of the earliest rechargeable batteries and the nickel iron battery was favored by Edison by usage in the electric cars. EVs were among the earliest automobiles and before the preeminence of light. Powerful internal combustion engines. Electric automobiles held many vehicle land speed and distance records in the early 1900s. They were produced by Baker Electric, Columbia Electric, Detroit Electric, and others. At one point in history, and outsold gasoline-powered vehicles. In 1900, 28% of the cars on the road in the US were electric. EVs were so popular that even President Woodrow Wilson and his Secret Service agents toured Washington, D.C. in the Milburn Electrics, which covered 60 to 70 mi, 100 to 110 km per charge. A number of developments contributed to decline in the popularity of electric cars. Improved road infrastructure required a greater range than that offered by the electric cars, and the recovery and discovery of the large reserves of petroleum in Texas, Oklahoma, and California led to the wide availability of affordable gasoline or petrol, making internal combustion powered cars cheaper to operate over longer distances. Also, the internal combustion powered cars became ever easier to operate thanks to the invention of the electric starter by Charles Kettering in the year 1912, which eliminated the need of the hand crank for starting a gasoline engine, and the noise emitted by IC cars became more bearable thanks to the usage of the muffler, which Hiram Percy Maxim had invented in 1897. As roads were improved outside urban areas, electric vehicle range could not compete with the ICE. Finally, eventually the initiation of the mass production of gasoline-powered vehicles by Henry Ford in 1913 reduced significantly the cost of the gasoline cars as compared to electric cars. In the 1930s, National City Lines, which was the partnership of General Motors, Firestone, and the Standard Oil of California, purchased many electric tram networks across the country to dismantle them and replace them with GM buses. The partnership was convicted of conspiring to monopolize the sale of equipment and supplies to their subsidiary companies, but were acquitted of conspiring to monopolize the provision of the transportation services. Moving on to the experimentation, the emergence of the metal oxide semiconductor MOS technology led to the development of the modern electric road vehicles. The MOSFET, MOS field effect transistor, or MOS transistor, invented by Mohammad M. Attallah and Dawood Kang at Bell Labs in 1959 led to the development of the power MOSFET by Hitachi in 1969 and the single chip microprocessor by Frederick Fagan, Martin Hoff, Masatoshi Shima, and Stanley Mazur at Intel in 1971. The power MOSFET and the microcontroller, a type of a single chip microprocessor, led to the significant advances in the electric vehicle technology. MOSFET power converters allowed the operation at much higher frequencies. Switching frequencies made it easier to drive reduced power losses and significantly reduced prices, while single chips microcontrollers could manage all the aspects of the drive control and had the capacity for battery management. Insulated gate bipolar transistor IGBT technology made possible the usage of the synchronous AC three-phase motor by creating a synthetic three-phase alternating current form, for example, a DC traction battery pack. This technique was developed by Hughes and GM and used in their US electric car in 1995 year, but still used the heavy 26 count 12 volt lead acid series connected batteries. GM later developed an electric pickup truck and then the EV1. This motor controller was kept alive and used in converted cars by AC propulsion, where they introduced the lithium battery that Elon Musk later saw and embraced. Another important technology that enabled modern highway capable cars, electric cars, is the lithium iron battery, invented by John Goodenough, Richard Yazami, and Akira Yoshino in the year 1980s, which was responsible for the development of electric vehicles capable of long distance travel. In January 1990, General Motors president introduced into its EV concept 2.0 the impact at the Los Angeles Auto Show. This September, the California Air Resources Board mandated major automaker sales of EVs in phases starting in the year 1998. From 1996 to 1998, GM produced 1,117 EV1s, 800 of which were made available through 3-year leases. Chrysler, Ford, GM, Honda, and Toyota also produced limited numbers of EVs for California drivers. In the year 2003, upon the expiration of GM's EV1's lease, GM discontinued them. The discontinuation has variously been attributed to the auto industry's successful federal court challenge to California's zero emissions vehicle mandate. A federal regulation requiring GM to produce and maintain the spare parts for the few thousand EV1s and the success of the oil and auto industry's media campaign to reduce the public acceptance of EVs. A movie made on the subject in the year 2005 to 2006 was titled Who Killed the Electric Car was released theatrically by Sony Pictures Classics in the year 2006. The film explores the roles of the automobile manufacturers, oil industry, the US government, batteries, hydrogen vehicles, and the general public, and each of their roles in limiting the deployment and adoption of this technology. Ford released a number of their Ford EcoStar delivery vans into the market. Honda, Nissan, and Toyota also repossessed and crushed most of their EVs, which, like the GM EV1s, had been available only by the closed-end lease. After public protests, Toyota sold 200 of its RAV4 EVs. They later sold at over their original $40,000 price. Later, BMW of Canada sold off a number of mini EVs when their Canadian testing ended. The production of the Citroën Berlingo Electric stopped at September 2005. Later, however, it got reintroduced during the late 20th and the early 21st century. The environmental impact of the petroleum-based transportation infrastructure, along with the fear of the peak oil, led to the renewed interest in an electric transportation infrastructure. EVs differ from the fossil fuel-powered vehicles in that The electricity they consume can be generated from a wide range of the sources, including the fossil fuels, nuclear power, and renewables such as solar power and wind power, or any combination of those. The carbon footprint and other emissions of electric vehicles varies depending on the fuel and the technology used for electricity generation. The electricity may be stored in the vehicle using a battery flywheel or a supercapacitors. Vehicles using internal combustion engines usually only derive their energy from a single or a few sources, usually non-renewable fossil fuels. Key advantage of electric vehicles is regenerative braking, which recovers the kinetic energy typically lost during the friction braking as heat as electricity restored to the onboard battery. Moving on to the electricity sources. There are many ways to generate the electricity of varying cost, efficiency, and ecological desirability. Connection to the generator plants. First one. Here there is a direct connection to the generation plants, as it's common among electric trains, trams, trolley buses, or trolley trucks. Online electric vehicle collects power from electric power strips buried under the road surface through electromagnetic induction. Next one is the onboard generators and hybrid EVs, that is electric vehicles generated onboard using a diesel engine, diesel electric locomotive, and diesel electric multiple unit, that is DEMU, generated onboard using a fuel cell vehicle. Next is generated onboard using nuclear energy, nuclear submarines, and aircraft carriers. Renewable sources such as the solar power solar vehicle. It is also possible to have hybrid EVs that derive electricity from multiple sources, such as onboard rechargeable electricity storage system RESS and a direct continuous connection to the land-based generation plants for purposes of on-highway recharging with unrestricted highway range. Onboard rechargeable electricity storage system and a fuel propulsion power source internal combustion engine plug-in hybrid. For especially large EVs such as submarines, the chemical energy of the diesel electric can be replaced by a nuclear reactor. The nuclear reactor usually provides the heat, which drives a steam turbine, which drives a generator, which is then fed to the propulsion. A few experimental vehicles such as some cars and handful of aircraft use solar panels for electricity. Going on to the onboard storage, fuel usage in the vehicle designs, vehicle type of all petroleum vehicle. The fuel used here is most of the usages of petroleum. Next type is regular hybrid electric vehicle. Here there's less usage of the petroleum but unable to be plugged in. Plug-in hybrid vehicle. Here the less usage of the petroleum, residual usage of the electricity. All electric vehicle BEV. Here there's exclusively it uses the electricity. These systems are powered from an external generator plant nearly always when stationary and then disconnected before motion occurs, and the electricity is stored in the vehicle until needed. Fuel electric vehicles FEV power storage methods include the chemical energy stored on the vehicle in onboard batteries. Battery electric vehicle BEV, typically with a lithium ion battery. Kinetic energy storage flywheels. Static energy stored on the vehicle is an onboard electric double layer capacitors. Batteries, electric double layer capacitors, and flywheel energy storage are forms of the rechargeable onboard electricity storage systems. By avoiding an intermediate mechanical step, the energy conversion efficiency can be improved compared to hybrids by avoiding the unnecessary energy conversions. Furthermore, the electrochemical batteries conversions are easy to reverse, allowing electrical energy to be stored in the chemical form. Moving on to the lithium battery. Most of the electric vehicles use lithium-ion batteries. That is LIIs or LIBs. Lithium ion batteries have higher energy density, longer lifespan, and higher power density than most other practical batteries. Complicating factors include safety, durability, thermal breakdown, the cost, and cost. Lithium ion batteries should be used within safe temperature and voltage ranges in order to operate safely and efficiently. Increasing the battery's lifespan decreases effective cost. One technique is to operate a subset of the battery cells at a time and switching these subsets. In the past, nickel metal hydride batteries were used in some of the electric cars, such as those made by General Motors. These battery types are considered outdated due to their tendencies to self-discharge in the kit. Furthermore, a patent for this type of the battery was held by Chevron, which created a problem for their widespread development. These factors, coupled with their high cost, has led to lithium iron batteries leading as the predominant battery for EVs. The prices of lithium iron batteries are constantly decreasing, contributing to a reduction in the price for the electric vehicle. Now, moving on to the electric motor, the power of the vehicle's electric motor, as in the other machines, is measured in kilowatts kW. Electric motors can deliver their maximum torque over a wide RPM range. This means that the performance of a vehicle with a 100 kilowatt electric motor exceeds that of a vehicle with a 100 kilowatt internal combustion engine, which can deliver only deliver its maximum torque within a limited range of engine speed. Efficiency of a charging varies considerably depending on the type of a charger and energy is lost during the process converting the electrical energy to the mechanical energy. Usually direct current DC electricity is fed into a DC or AC inverter, where it is converted to alternating current AC electricity, and this AC electricity is connected to a three-phase AC motor. For electric trains, forklift trucks, and some electric cars, DC motors are often used. In some cases, universal motors are used, and then AC or DC may be employed. In recent production vehicles, various motor types have been implemented. For instance, induction motors with Tesla motor vehicles and permanent magnet machines in the Nissan Leaf and Chevrolet Bolt. Moving on to the vehicle types, it's generally possible to equip any kind of vehicle with an electric powertrain. Moving on to the ground vehicles, pure electric vehicles, a pure electric vehicle or all electric vehicle is powered exclusively through electric motors. The electricity may come from a battery electric vehicle, solar panels, or a vehicle, or fuel cell vehicle. Hybrid EV is a hybrid electric vehicle HEV. Is a type of a hybrid vehicle that combines a conventional internal combustion engine ICE system with an electric propulsion system, hybrid electric drivetrain, hybrid vehicle drivetrain. The presence of electric powertrain is intended to achieve their either better fuel economy than the conventional vehicle or better performance. There is a variety of HEV types, and the degree to which each function as an electric vehicle EV also varies. The most common form of HEV is the hybrid electric car, although hybrid electric trucks, that is pickups and tractors, buses, boats, and aircraft also exist. Modern HEVs makes usage of the efficiency improving technology such as regenerative brakes, which convert the vehicle's kinetic energy to the electrical energy, which is stored in a battery or supercapacitor. Some varieties of HEV uses an internal combustion engine to turn an electrical generator, which either recharges the vehicle's batteries or directly powers its electric drive motors. This combination is known as a motor generator. Many HEVs reduce the idle emissions by shutting down the engine at idle and restarting it when needed. This is known as a start-stop system. A hybrid electric produces lower tailpipe emissions than a comparably sized gasoline car, since the hybrid's gasoline engine is usually smaller than that of a gasoline-powered vehicle. If the engine is not used to drive the car directly, it can be geared to run at maximum efficiency, further improving the fuel economy. Moving on to the plug-in electric vehicle, a plug-in electric vehicle (PEV) is any motor vehicle that can be recharged from any external sources of electricity, such as wall sockets and electricity stored in the rechargeable battery packs, drives, or contributes to the drive wheels. PEV is a subcategory of electric vehicles that includes the battery electric vehicles, BEVs, plug-in hybrid vehicles, PHEVs, and electric vehicle conversions of hybrid electric vehicles and conventional internal combustion engine vehicles. Range extended electric vehicle. A range extended electric vehicle, REEV, is
vehicle powered by an electric motor and a plug-in battery and auxiliary combustion engine is used only to supplement the battery and charging and not as the primary source of power. On and off-road EVs. On-road electric vehicles include the electric cars, electric trolley buses, electric buses, battery electric buses, electric cars, electric trucks, electric bicycles, electric motorcycles and scooters, personal transporters, neighborhood electric vehicles, golf carts, milk floats and forklifts. Off-road vehicles include electrified all-terrain vehicles and tractors. Rail-borne EVs. The fixed nature of a rail line makes it relatively easy to power EVs through permanent overhead lines or electrified third rails, eliminating the need of heavy onboard batteries. Electric locomotives, electric multiple units, electric trams, also called as the streetcars or trolleys, electric light rail systems, and electric rapid transit are all in common today, especially in Europe and Asia. Since electric trains do not need to carry a heavy internal combustion engine or larger batteries, they can have very good power to lightweight ratios. This allows high-speed trains such as the France double-deck TGVs to operate at speeds of 320 km per hour, 200 mph or higher, and electric locomotives to have a much higher power output than diesel locomotives. In addition, they have higher short-term surge power for faster acceleration, and using regenerative brakes can put braking power back into the electrical grid rather than washing it. Maglev trains are also nearly always EVs. There are also the battery electric passenger trains operating on non-electrified rail lines. Space rover vehicles. Space rover vehicles, here the manned and unmanned vehicles, have been used to explore the moon and other planets in the solar system. On the last three missions of the Apollo program in 1971 and 1972, astronauts drove silver oxide battery-powered lunar roving vehicles distance up to 35.7 kilometers, 22.2 mi on the lunar surface. Unmanned solar-powered rovers have explored the moon and Mars. Airborne EVs. Mars helicopter is an example. Since the beginning of the aviation, electric power for aircraft has received a great deal of experimentation. Currently, flying electric aircraft include manned and unmanned aerial vehicles. Seaborne EVs. Electric boats were popular around the turn of the 20th century. Interest in quite potentially renewable marine transportation has steadily increased since the late 20th century, as solar cells have given motorboats the infinite range of the sailboats. Electric motors can and have been used in sailboats instead of traditional diesel engines. Electric ferries operate routinely. Submarines use batteries charged by diesel or gasoline engines at the surface. Nuclear power fuel cells or Stirling engines to run electric motor driven propellers. Electrically powered spacecraft. Electric power has a long history of usage of the spacecraft. The power sources used for spacecraft are batteries, solar panels, and nuclear power. Current method of propelling a spacecraft with the electricity include the arc jet rocket, the electrostatic ion thruster, the Hall effect thruster, and field emission electric propulsion. Moving on to the energy and motors. Most larger electric transport systems are powered by the stationary sources of electricity that are directly connected to the vehicles through wires. Electric traction allows the use of the regenerative braking, in which the motors are used as brakes and become generators that transform the motion of usually a train into electrical power that is then fed back into the lines. This system is particularly advantageous in mountainous operations. As descending vehicles can produce a larger portion of the power required for those ascending. This regenerative system is only viable if the system is larger enough to utilize the power generated by descending vehicles. In systems above, motion is provided by a rotary electric vehicle. However, it's possible to unroll the motor to drive directly against a special matched track. These linear motors are used in maglev trains, which float above the rails supported by magnetic levitation. This allows for almost no rolling resistance of the vehicle and no mechanical wear and tear of the train or track. In addition to the high performance of the control systems needed, switching and curving of the tracks becomes difficult in the with the linear motors, which to date has restricted their operations of to high speed point to point services. Moving on to the components, the type of the battery, the type of the traction motor, and the motor controller design vary according to the size, power, and proposed application, which can be as small as the motorized shopping cart or wheelchair through pedelecs. Electric motors and scooters, neighborhood electric vehicles, industrial forklift trucks, and including many hybrid vehicles. Moving on to the energy sources, EVs are much more efficient than fossil fuel vehicles and have few direct emissions. At the same time, they do rely on electrical energy that is generally provided by a combination of non-fossil fuel plants and fossil fuel plants. Consecutively, EVs can be made less polluting overall by modifying the sources of the electricity. In some areas, person can ask utilities to provide their electricity from renewable energy. Fossil fuel vehicle efficiency and pollution standards take years to filter through a nation's fleet of vehicles. New efficiency and pollution standards rely on the purchase of new vehicles, often as the current vehicles already on the road reach their end of life. Only a few nations set a retirement age for older vehicles, such as Japan or Singapore, forcing periodic upgrading of all vehicles already on the road. Moving on to the batteries, an electric vehicle battery EVB is in addition to the traction battery specialty systems used for industrial or recreational vehicles are batteries used to power the propulsion system of a battery electric vehicle, BEVs. These batteries are usually a secondary rechargeable battery and are typically lithium-ion batteries. Traction batteries specifically designed with a high ampere hour capacity are used in forklifts, electric golf carts, riding floor scrubbers, electric motorcycles, electric cars, trucks, vans, and other electric vehicles. Moving on to the efficiency, EVs convert over 59-62% of the grid energy to the wheels. Conventional gasoline vehicles convert only some 17%-21%. Moving on to the charging capacity, grid capacity, if almost all road vehicles were electric, it would increase the global demand of electricity by up to 25% by 2050 compared to 2020. However, overall energy consumption and emissions would diminish because of the higher efficiency of EVs over the entire cycle. Moving on to the charging stations for the electric vehicles. Tesla Roadster in 2008 was being charged at electric charging station at the Itawa City, Japan. And there are many examples like Brembo Impulse electric motorcycle at an Aero Environment charging station, Nissan Leaf for charging from an energy EVgo station at Houston, Texas, and converted Toyota Priuses recharging at public charging stations at San Francisco in 2009. There are many examples. A charging station, also called as the EV charger or an electric vehicle supply the equipment EVSE, is a piece of equipment that supplies electrical power for charging plug-in electric vehicles, including the hybrids, neighborhood electric vehicles, trucks, buses, and others. Although batteries can only be charged with DC power, most electric vehicles have been onboard AC to DC converter that allows them to plug into a standard household AC electrical receptacle. Inexpensive lower power public charging stations will also provide AC power, known as the AC charging stations. To facilitate high power charging, which requires much larger AC to DC converters, the converter is built into the charging station instead of the vehicle, and the station supplies already the converted DC power directly to the vehicle bypassing the vehicle's onboard converter. These are known as DC charging stations. Most fully electric car models can accept both AC and DC power. Charging stations provide connectors that conform to a variety of standards. DC charging stations are commonly equipped with multiple connectors to be able to supply a wider variety of vehicles. Public charging stations are typically found street side or at retail shopping centers, government facilities, and other parking areas. Battery swapping. Instead of recharging EVs from the electric socket, batteries could be mechanically replaced at special stations in a few minutes, known as the battery swapping. Batteries with greatest energy density, such as a metal air fuel cells, usually cannot be charged in purely electric way. Instead, some kind of the metallurgical processes are needed, in such as aluminium smelting and similar to that. Moving on to the dynamic charging. Dynamic charging allows the electric vehicles to charge while driving on the roads or highways. Sweden is scheduled to complete the testing of 4 different dynamic charging technologies by 2022. ABB announced in 2021 that it is involved in the construction of the first permanent electric road that powers private vehicles and commercial vehicles such as trucks and buses using the ground-level power supply technology. The European Commission published in 2021 a request for regulation of standardization of the electric road systems. Alstom and other companies have in 2020 begun drafting a standard for ground-level power supply electric roads. Moving on to the other in development technologies, conventional electric double-layer capacitors are being worked on to achieve the energy density of lithium-ion batteries, offering almost unlimited lifespans and no environmental issues. High-K electric double-layer capacitors such as EESTRs, EESU, could improve the lithium-ion energy density several times over if they can be produced. Lithium-sulfur batteries over 250 Wh per kg. Sodium ion batteries promise 400 Wh per kg with only minimum expansion, contraction, or contraction during the charge or the discharge, and a very high surface area. So now moving on to the safety, the United Nations at Geneva, UN's ECE, has adopted the first international regulation, Regulation 100, on safety of both fully electric and hybrid electric cars, with the intent of ensuring that the cars with a higher voltage electric powertrain, such as a hybrid and fully electric vehicles, are as safe as combustion-powered cars. The EU and Japan have already indicated that they intend to incorporate the new UNECE regulation in their respective rules on technical standards for vehicles. Moving on to the environmental, EVs release no tailpipe air pollutants. However, EVs are charged with electricity that may be generated by means that they have health and environmental impacts, and the air emissions associated with manufacturing an electric vehicle can be greater than those of manufacturing a conventional vehicle. The carbon emissions from producing and operating an EV are typically less than those of producing and operating a conventional vehicle. EVs in urban areas almost always pollute less than the internal combustion engines. One limitation of the environmental potential of electric vehicles is that they simply switching that the existing privately owned car fleet from ICEs to EVs will not free up the road space for active travel or public transport. Electric micromobility vehicles such as e-bikes may contribute to the decarbonization of the transport system, especially outside the urban areas, which are already well served by the public transport. Internal combustion engine vehicles use far more raw materials over their lifetime than EVs. Since their first commercial release in 1991, lithium-ion batteries have become an important technology for achieving low-carbon transportation systems. The sustainability of production process of batteries has not been fully assessed in either economic, social, and environmental terms. The resources are considered to be owned by the society at large. However, business processes of raw material extraction in practice raise issues of transparency and accountability of the management of extractive resources. In the complex supply chain of lithium technology, there are diverse stakeholders representing corporate interests, public interest groups, and political elites that are concerned with outcomes from the technology production and use. One of the possibilities to achieve the balanced extractive processes would be the establishment of commonly agreed standards on the governance of the technology worldwide. The compliance of these standards can be assessed by the Assessment of Sustainability in Supply Chains Frameworks, ASSC. Hereby, the qualitative assessment consists of the examining governance and social and environmental commitment. Indicators for the qualitative assessment are management systems and standards, compliance, and social and environmental indicators. Moving on to the socioeconomic, pollution from the fossil fuel vehicles affects poorer people more. Moving on to the mechanical portion, electric motors are mechanically very simple and are oftenly achieve 90% of energy conversion efficiency over the full range of the speeds and power output, and can be precisely controlled. They can also be combined with regenerative braking systems that have the ability to convert movement energy back into stored electricity. This can be used to reduce the wear on brake systems and consequent brake pad dust, and reduce the total energy requirement of a trip. Regenerative braking is especially effective for start and stop city use. They can be finely controlled and provide higher torque from stationary to moving, unlike internal combustion engines, and do not need multiple gears to match the parkers. This removes the need of the gearboxes and torque converters. EVs provide the quiet and smooth operation and consequently have lesser noise and vibration than internal combustion engines. While this is a desirable attribute, it has also evoked concern that the absence of the usual sounds of an approaching vehicle poses a danger of blind, elderly, and very young pedestrians. To mitigate this situation, many countries mandate warning sounds that when EVs are moving slowly up to the speed when normal motion and rotation, road suspension, electric motor, etc. noises become audible. Electric motors do not require oxygen, unlike internal combustion engines. This is useful for submarines and the space rovers also. Energy resilience. Electricity can be produced from a variety of sources, therefore it gives the greatest degree of energy resilience. Moving on to energy efficiency, EV tank to wheels efficiency is about a factor of 3 higher than internal combustion engine vehicles. Energy is not consumed while the vehicle is stationary, unlike internal combustion engines, which consume the fuel while idling. However, looking at the fuel for a wheel, well-to-wheel efficiency of EVs, their total emissions, while still lower, are closer to an efficient gasoline or diesel in most of the countries where electricity generation relies on fossil fuels. Well-to-wheel efficiency of an EV has less to do with the vehicle itself and more to do with the method of the electricity production. A particular EV would instantly become twice as efficient if electricity production were switched from fossil fuels to renewable energy such as wind power, tidal power, solar power, and nuclear power. Well-to-wheels is cited, the discussion is no longer about the vehicle but rather about the entire energy supply infrastructure. In the case of fossil fuels, they should also include energy spent on exploration, mining, refining, and distribution. The life cycle analysis of EVs shows that even when powered by the most carbon-intensive electricity in Europe, they emit lesser greenhouse gases than a conventional diesel vehicle. Moving on to the total cost, as of the 2021, the purchase price of an EV is often more, but the total cost of ownership of an EV varies wildly depending on location and distance traveled per year. In parts of the world where fossil fuels are subsidized, life cycle costs of diesel or gas-powered vehicles are sometimes lesser than a comparable EV. Moving on to the range, electric vehicles may have shorter range compared to vehicles with internal combustion engines, which is why the larger electric ships generally cannot cross the oceans as of 2021. Heating of EVs in colder climates, the considerable energy is needed to heat the interior of a vehicle and to defrost the windows. With internal combustion engines, this heat already exists as a waste combustion heat diverted from the engine cooling circuit. This process offsets the greenhouse gases' external costs. If this is done with the battery EVs, the interior heating requires the extra energy from the vehicle's batteries. Although some heat could be harvested from the motor or motors and battery, their greater efficiency means there is not much as waste heat available as from a combustion engine. However, for vehicles which are connected to the grid, battery EVs can be preheated or cooled with little or no need for battery energy, especially for short trips. newer designs are focused on using the super insulated cabins, which can heat the vehicle using the body heat of the passengers. This is not enough, however, in the colder climates, as the driver delivers only about 100 watts of heating power, a heat pump system capable of cooling the cabin during the summer and heating it during the winter season. It's a more efficient way of heating and cooling EVs. Moving on to the electric public transit efficiency, shifts from private to public transport, train, trolley, bus, personal rapid transit or tram have the potential for larger gains in efficiency in terms of individuals' distance traveled per kilowatt hour. Research shows that people prefer trams to buses because they are quieter and more comfortable and perceived as many as having higher status. Therefore, it may be possible to cut liquid fossil fuel consumption in cities through the usage of the electric trams. Trams may be the most energy efficient form of public transportation, with the rubber wheeled vehicles using 2/3 more energy than the equivalent tram and run on electricity rather than fossil fuels. In terms of the net present value, they are also the cheapest. Blackpool trams are still running after 100 years, but combustion buses only last about 15 years. Polluter pays the principal. The IEA says that gasoline and the diesel should be taxed according to the damage they do to health and the environment. Government procurement is sometimes used to encourage the national EV manufacturers. Many countries will ban sales of fossil fuel vehicles between 2025 to 2040, as per the forecast. Many governments offer incentives to promote the usage of the electric vehicles with the goals of reducing air pollution and oil consumption. Some incentives intend to increase the purchases of the electric vehicles by offsetting the purchase price with a grant. Other incentives include the lower tax rates or exemption from the certain tax and investment in charging infrastructure. Companies selling EVs have partnered with local electric vehicle utilities in order to provide the larger incentives on some of the vehicles. Moving on to the future, in 2008, Ferdinand Dudenhofer, head of the Center of Automotive Research at the Gelsenkirchen University of Applied Sciences in Germany, predicted that by 2025, all passenger cars sold in Europe will be electric or hybrid electric. The COVID-19 pandemic gave birth to the proposals for a radical change in the organization of the city, such as the Manifesto for the Reorganization of the City After COVID-19, published at Barcelona and signed by 160 academics and 300 architects, highly critical towards a transportation based on the private electric vehicle considered as a false solution. Moving on to the environmental conditions, despite one of the costs of the electric vehicle adoption being to eliminate the carbon footprint and pollution caused by the internal combustion engine vehicles, a rising concern amongst the environmentalists is the manufacturing process of the electric vehicle batteries and current practice. These vehicle batteries rely heavily on the mining industry of rare earth metals such as cobalt, nickel, and copper. According to the 2018 study, the supplies of the mined metals would need to increase 87,000% by 2060 globally by transition to battery-powered EVs. Rare earth metals, neodymium, dysprosium, and other mined metals like copper, nickel, iron are used by EV motors, while lithium, cobalt, manganese are used by the batteries. An alternative method of sourcing essential battery materials being deliberated by the International Seabed Authority is the deep sea mining of these metals. Moving on to the improved batteries.
Advances in the lithium-ion batteries, driven at the first by the personal use of the electronics industry, allow full-sized highway capable of EVs to travel nearly as far as on the single charge as conventional cars go on the single tank of gasoline. Lithium batteries have been made safe, can be recharged in minutes instead of hours, see the recharging time, and now last longer than the typical vehicle's lifespan. The production cost of these lighter and higher capacity lithium-ion batteries
is gradually decreasing as the technology matures and production volumes increase. Many companies and researchers are also working on newer battery technologies, including solid-state batteries and alternate technologies. Moving on to the battery management and intermediate storage, another improvement is to decouple the electric motor from a battery through the electronic control using the supercapacitors to buffer large but short power demands and regenerative braking energy. The development of new cell types combined with the intelligent cell management improved both weak points mentioned. The cell management involves not only the monitoring the health of the cells, but also the redundant cell configuration, one more cell than needed. With sophisticated switch wiring, it is possible to condition one cell while the rest are on the duty. Moving on to the electric trucks, an electric truck is an electric vehicle powered by the batteries designed to transport cargo, carry the specialized payloads, and or perform other utilitarian work. Electric trucks have serviced niche applications like McFlow's pushback tugs and forklifts for over 100 years, typically using lead acid batteries, but the rapid development of the lighter or more energy dense battery chemistries in the 21st century has broadened the range of applicability of electric propulsion to trucks in many more roles. Electric trucks reduce the noise and pollution relative to internal combustion trucks due to the higher efficiency and low component counts of electric powertrains. The cost of owning and operating electric trucks are dramatically lower than their predecessors. According to the United States Department of Energy, the average cost of per kilowatt hour capacity of battery packs for trucks fell from $500 in 2013 to $200 in 2019, and still further to $137 in 2020, with some vehicles under $100 for the first time. Long distance freight has been the trucking segment least amenable to electrification since the increased weight of batteries relative to fuel detracts from the payload capacity, and the alternative more frequent recharging detracts from the delivery time. By contrast, short haul urban delivery has been electrified rapidly. Since the clean and quiet nature of electric trucks fit well in urban planning and municipal regulation, and the capacities of reasonably sized batteries are well suited to daily stop and go traffic within a metropolitan area. In South Korea, electric trucks hold a noticeable share of the new truck market in 2020 among trucks produced and sold domestically, which are the vast majority of new trucks sold in the country. 7.6% were all electric vehicles. Moving on to the hydrogen trains, particularly in Europe, the fuel cell electric trains are gaining in popularity to replace diesel electric units. In Germany, several lenders have ordered Alstom, Cordinia, ILINT, train sets in service since 2018, with France also planning to order train sets. The United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Denmark, Norway, Italy, Canada, and Mexico are equally interested. In France, the SNCF plans to replace all its remaining diesel electric trains with hydrogen trains by 2035. In the United Kingdom, Alstom announced in 2018 their plan to retrofit the British Rail Class 321 train sets with fuel cells. Moving on to the infrastructure management, with the increase in the number of electric vehicles, it is necessary to create an appropriate number of charging stations to supply the increase in demand, and a proper management system that coordinates the charging term of each vehicle to avoid having some charging stations overloaded with vehicles and others empty. Moving on to the stabilization of the grid, since EVs can be plugged into the electric grid when not in use, there is the potential for battery-powered vehicles to cut down the demand for electricity by feeding electricity into the grid from their batteries during peak use periods, such as mid-afternoon air conditioning usage. while doing most of their charging at night. While there is unused generating capacity, this vehicle to grid V2G connection has the potential to reduce the need of for the new power plants, as long as the vehicle owners do not mind reducing the life of their batteries by being drained by the power company during the peak demand. The electric vehicle parking lots can provide demand response. Furthermore, current electricity infrastructure may need to cope with increasing shares of variable output power sources such as wind and solar. This variability could be addressed by adjusting the speed at which the electric EV batteries are charged or possibly even discharged. Some concepts see battery exchanges and battery charging stations much like gas or petrol stations today. These will require enormous storage and the charging potential, which could be manipulated to vary the rate of charging and to output power during the shortage periods, much as the diesel generators are used for the short periods to stabilize some national grids. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Amoga, in order to provide so much of information about electric vehicles. For more podcasts like this, please don't forget to follow us and subscribe us. Thank you.